KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty has an amazing team of locally experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications necessary to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate related matters. Visit GatesEstatesSIR.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888.
DRE number 01874685.
It's time for All Things Napa with your host, Lee W. Miller, a community leader, full-time realtor, and a serial networker passionate about promoting local businesses. Let's learn what's new in the Napa business scene today.
Yes, let's learn what is new. Welcome to All Things Napa, the show designed to promote local businesses by letting you, the audience, get to know our business guests on a personal and professional level. I am your host, Lee W. Miller. Coming up today, we have Andreas Mueller-Schubert from WSI. That's an acronym for We Simplify the Internet. Today, you'll learn how and why a business needs more than just to have a website for it to benefit the business. And we also have Ian Scanlon from Homevestors, also known as We Buy Ugly Houses. But there's so much more behind that attention-grabbing name of We Buy Ugly Houses. And we're going to learn from Ian why he might just be the person that you want to know, so you have a source to go to for a real estate need that's probably just a little different than if you wanted to use me. So all of that coming up. Why don't we just get started by introducing both of you. Ian, welcome to the show.
Lee, thanks for having me.
Okay. And Andreas, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, everyone.
All right. So I'm going to start with Andreas. I love the way you say your name. Go ahead and say it.
Andreas Mueller-Schubert.
Yeah. It's I've been in mixers and things and had you announce your name, introduce yourself, and I've seen people go, "What was that?" But it's a great German name. And we're happy to have you here in the studio. So, Andreas, tell us a little bit about your background. You're obviously of German heritage, and you've been in the United States for a good long time. But go ahead and kind of give us a quick little background.
Yeah, so as the last name will indicate, it's a long German last name. It's actually a combination of my mom and dad's last name. And, you know, I was born as a Müller, and you know, there were so many Müllers like Smith in the U.S., and I got my first phone in Munich, and there was 38 pages of Müller, and that's when I said, okay, let's get a differentiation in the last name. So my background, born in Germany, have been in the military, in the Air Force for 12 years. It was the first time when I was in the U.S. in El Paso, Texas for 1.5 years, and it's about over 30 years ago. But I went from the military, I went into electronics. I actually joined Siemens in Germany when the IP networks, the networks that are the foundation for the internet, were built in the mid-90s. spent 12 years with Siemens. Actually, Lee and I, we met during this time virtually, and I joined Microsoft. Microsoft was building a TV solution, and they needed people with my background to help to grow the business. And I came to Silicon Valley, was running the group, and you might know AT&T UVerse. That's actually a Microsoft-based solution, and I was responsible for that business. And, you know, being in Silicon Valley is not far away from Napa Valley. And, you know, my wife and I, we spent every second week or so in Napa Valley, and we fell in love. And it reminds me to my home area a lot. And
same topography or similar?
Similar. It's a touristy, mountainary area where I'm originally from. No wine. That's a difference to cold in Germany where I live. But It's very much tourist driven, and I just like the lifestyle. And my wife and I decided 8 years ago to move up to Napa, and we're gonna figure out what we're gonna do. First idea was let's buy a winery and get rich. And we actually went to UC Davis, got some education about the wine business, and decided it's not working this way. And I started WSI. It's a passion. The internet is a passion for me. How it changes businesses, how it enables new opportunities, and WSI offered me the opportunity to build a local business in the high tech areas to help companies to position themselves in the internet world. And I'm sure everyone during COVID-19 realized how important it is to have an online presence.
Oh, absolutely, and you know it reminds me because my first job out of college was selling Yellow Page advertising. And at the time, that was a really cool gig a good long time ago. But now for someone to come out of college and get into anything digital marketing, that's pretty much the equivalent today.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a webinar and I was showing a slide just 30 years ago. What was the connection a household had 30 years ago? It's not long ago. I was already alive. The only real connection at that point in time was a phone connection and broadcast TV. So home working, how we experience it right now with all the tools and capabilities, didn't exist 30 years ago. And I think one thing that we learned during this COVID-19 time is actually you can work from home, you can be productive, you can run a business. And I personally believe that a lot of the things that we learned, like Zoom, like video conferences, like being connected, working on tools, will stay. And that's a very interesting, you know, challenge, but also a big opportunity.
Right. So how did COVID-19 change your business specifically?
I would say the first thing is actually interesting. We are going through different phases. So the first phase is everyone stayed at home, which for us is really not a problem. All our tools are in the cloud, how it's called anyway. We can connect to the things we do if you're in the office or not. We miss our team, so we do our own video conferences, but it's not an impact on the business from doing the business, which I think is very important. We had a big wave of work the first 4 weeks of helping every business, and we are serving over 100 clients here in the Napa area to help them with messaging, email campaigns, social media campaigns, what's going on with the business. So everyone really needed help, and you know, some people had an e-commerce solution. They needed either reduce the booking opportunity. So we were very, very busy the first 4 weeks. It really flew by. By just helping everyone to get the messaging out. Then, you know, now we are back to that because now everyone is opening up. They have all their rules and, you know, the systems need to get adapted to what the new reality is. And specifically clients that we serve in the experience business, like balloon companies or tour companies, they have to do the business differently than what they did before COVID-19. So there's a lot of changes in communication that is required. You know, our business, you know, we have an established base. Probably the biggest impact that we felt on our own business was sales. You know, it's you know, people just didn't know what was going on. But I feel a very positive momentum right now that businesses are opening up and everyone is motivated. And I hope that it will stick. I really hope that we will stay in the level and don't get more infections and kind of things, because there's excitement out in the market that I feel. And it's nice to see.
Yeah. So let's drill down a little bit deeper into what exactly the services that you offer are.
Yeah. So WSI, we simplify the internet, and we really take this seriously. We want to help businesses on simplifying the complexity of the internet. The internet is not simple. It's the opposite. Every time, every day, something changes. So what we offer is, and we position ourselves as a full digital marketing agency. We build websites, we help with search engines, we help with advertising, social media, email marketing campaigns. And you know, ideally, we like to be seen as the outsourced marketing department of a company. And we do this with a lot of clients, and we get a budget, and then we have business goals that we achieve. But whatever it is, if it's a website that is required, and we have a couple of specials right now, we want to help companies to get onto the webs, onto the internet, because I think COVID-19 showed it very clearly to everyone, you have to be out there.
Right. And can you imagine if this pandemic had hit in the 70s, 80s, or even in the 90s, what a completely different world. Businesses wouldn't have the opportunity to leverage really what they should have been leveraging for the last 10 or 15 years. So it's, you got to give kudos to those who are already showing a strong digital presence. Yep. Online. That could make the difference between success and failure.
Yeah, I saw a graph. I was joining an educational session, and I saw something, people talking about e-commerce. I didn't know that it took the e-commerce worldwide. Before COVID-19, it had about 12% of all retail sales was online, and it took 15 years. Within 6 years, it doubled to 24% of all retail sales being online now. And I think this is not only Amazon. People always think it's Amazon. No, it's not. It can be everyone. If you have a website that has an electronic store, you can sell subscriptions, training courses, products, you know, experiences, webinars, whatever it is, it's possible. And when you have an e-commerce on your website, your store is 24 hours open.
Right.
And so people always think it's Amazon or it's Walmart. Yes, they have a big market share, but it can be every business. And I hope that there's lots of ideas and creativity. How can I, maybe as a professional service person, what can I do when I work from home? I can do webinars. I can teach people. So think about your business. What can I do in an online fashion? And as I said, I fundamentally believe that COVID-19 has changed our behavior. I was doing a webinar and preparing myself a little bit. It takes about 60 days in average for us to change our behavior. You know, the good behaviors and bad behaviors, there's quite a lot of assessment. But I think we're used to video conference now. And video conference is, you know, if you have a Zoom call or whatever technology you use, you can suddenly connect with clients that might be 100 miles away.
Right.
Because we are used to connect on video. We don't need, per se, always the human interaction directly. It's actually not advised at this point in time. But video, so you can suddenly start, I can start offering services beyond my immediate, you know, circle. Beyond, right. You know, I'm a Napa-based company, but I could sell services in Utah or wherever. So I think there's a lot of new opportunities if you think about your business.
Is there something in what you do for clients when you are managing all of their marketing for them, something specific that would expand that footprint for them?
Yeah, so at the end, it's a marketing support, and marketing supports business goals. So if a client, I really like to start from a business perspective. I have managed businesses in my life, and you have goals, and you need to transfer the goals into concrete marketing strategies and then tactics. So ideally, I like to define a 3-month plan and then short-term tactics to achieve the business number, whatever it is, more likes, more sales, more tasting room visits, whatever it is, and then build the plan around it. So the ideal relationship, as I said, is kind of we agree and we just use our tools, be it social media advertising or search advertising or whatever it is, to achieve that goal. That's my background is, and I'm an engineer, and I also have a marketing degree. It's really to understand what makes me different, and how can I differentiate in front of a consumer. And specifically, if you go beyond the circle of people that don't know you, you really need to think about what makes me different, that somebody, when they see an ad, click on it and come to my website, buy something or something else.
Sure, sure. You know, I can't help but draw the comparison. The fact that anyone probably over the age of 25 would know what digital marketing means, you know, on a high level, social media, all of those terms, the fact that they know what it is doesn't even come close to knowing how to properly implement it for the best ROI. It's like my wife is a registered dietitian. Well, everyone knows what a dietitian does, and they know that we're supposed to eat healthy. So the fact that they know that little bit makes them think, well, I don't need any of that knowledge. So it's probably very similar to your business, because they know what social media is. They know how to make a post. Therefore, you're not needed. And yet, there's so much more to it. That's why I love the nickname of the company of We Simplify the Internet. If they really understood the depths of what goes on behind the scenes, what you do, then they would probably better realize your value.
Yeah, and you know, it's great that everyone uses social media, understands social media, uses Google. That's a given these days, and it's great. And if you look at Facebook's age groups, everyone is on. So it's really the whole demographics of what you can imagine. When you do, and you know, you might have seen it, you saw this ad coming up, and man, how do they know that I was just thinking about something like this?
Right.
It's what you do. So, and it's very interesting what we can do these days. When you run an advertising campaign, you really need to think about who is your target audience. And there's tools available that can help you to address your target audience. And then suddenly the ad shows up and says, man, this is what I was looking for. And this is where you need to have, you know, good data tools to analyze what's going on, building a strategy. That's actually my main task, what I do in our company. I'm coming more from the strategy and analytics side. I'm the data guru, if you want. And I'm really looking at data and define advertising strategies or, you know, marketing strategies, and then have KPIs, key performance indicators, that we measure. And then we adjust. You know, when you run an advertising campaign, you make some assumptions, but then you need to adjust the campaign that at the end you get the best return on investment. I think this is what you should expect from a digital marketing company: knowing their tools, defining the strategy, measuring it, and bringing clear results. Our passion is growing businesses. Nothing makes us more happy than seeing a business grow because of the things that we do.
Oh, I can imagine. That's my passion too, but I don't do it other than behind this microphone. And you do it for so many people. We're talking to Andreas Müller-Schubert. He is the founder and CEO of WSI, Next Gen Marketing. Andreas, what kind of specials? Are you offering any specials now to help businesses ramp back up?
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, COVID-19 has clearly shown us how important it is to have a digital presence. And it starts with your website. Your website is your storefront, your business card on the internet. So we have different versions of websites that we develop. They're custom made for the brand. So we talk a lot about what makes you different, how you would like to see. And we offer a free search engine optimization setup, because if you have a nice website, you also want to get found.
Sure.
And this is very important, because people Google all day. You know, you have an idea, you Google, and specifically, it starts on the mobile phone. It really starts on the mobile phone. You need to have a mobile-optimized website that can be found. That's how the presence on the internet starts, and that's what we offer currently for free. Do the SEO setup, get people going, and, you know, our website has our prices out there. You know, if you go to WSINGM.com, it's our website, and we have our prices out there, our services, and you can take a look. And please give us a call, or there's a contact form. Our phone number is 707-927-5139, and I'm looking forward to talk to you.
And if you didn't get all that, that was very good. I didn't even have to prompt him. He's a professional at this. If you didn't get that information, you can always reach out to me, LeeWMiller@gmail.com. Thank you very much, Andreas. Man, that was 22 minutes that just flew by. So a lot of good information. I hope our listeners take your advice and reach out and see how you can help them. Folks, we're going to be right back. We got to pay some bills.
Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty has an amazing team of locally experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications necessary to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate related matters. Visit GatesEstatesSIR.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Welcome back to All Things Napa. I am Lee W. Miller, and we're continuing our show today with conversation with Ian Scanlon. Again, that was Andreas Mueller-Schubert in the first half of the show, and talking about how their company simplifies the internet, and they invite you to reach out to them and ask questions, no obligation, all that soft sell stuff there. We're going to do a quick real estate minute, and then we'll jump in and start talking to Ian. Initial job claims were lower last week for the 11th consecutive week. Yay, that's a good thing. Even though not quite as much as was forecast, permits for new housing starts increased in May. That's two good news bullet points. And applications for mortgages hit an 11-year high last week as rates ticked even lower, a whopping 21% higher number of applicants last month than a year ago. That was a good year on its own last year, but 21% higher for mortgage applications. That's good stuff, people. So we like to throw out any good positive news that we can here. And with no further ado, let's talk to Ian Scanlon. He is the franchisee owner of We Buy Ugly Houses in Northern California, the Bay Area, right, Ian?
That's right, Lee.
All right. So, Ian, give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Well, myself moved into the San Francisco Bay Area back in 2007. And found my way up into the North Bay. It's going to be 10 years now. Can hardly believe it. This coming September.
Time flies.
Time does fly. Yeah. And it's been a fantastic journey all along. With an unexpected career change in the midst of it too. So excited about what I'm doing now for sure. But you know, it's funny. We're walking through COVID right now. You never know what life's going to throw at you.
Right.
And the steps you got to take to make ends meet or make it happen. And, you know, as they say, we're all in this together.
Right. And, you know, sometimes the doors slam in our face and we get upset. We don't understand. But ultimately, it turns out to be a good thing. We just don't know it right away. So,
absolutely.
So how long have you been the franchisee owner of We Buy Ugly Houses in Northern California?
Yeah, fair question. So for my part, I actually just joined the Homevestors family beginning of this year.
Okay. So how have you found it to be so far? So you don't have a whole lot of experience in real estate per se, but this was something that you did some research on and made sense to you.
Well, Lee, in terms of like tying that into, you know, career background, I have a history of just working with people, and specifically, I actually used to work in camps, conference centers, hospitality. I did outdoor education for youth, and then more recently, before making a career change, worked in outdoor recreation adventures. So like high ropes challenge courses, helping folks essentially make a big decision like, hey, I'm going to leap off this platform and trust all my equipment to hold me. So in a matter of speaking, I've always kind of been in the people business of selling without selling,
right?
Helping people overcome difficult decisions.
Yeah. I like that selling without selling aspect, because my entire corporate year was selling. And now in real estate, 6 years, I don't view my job as selling. I view it as consulting and helping people make whatever decision is best for them. And it doesn't really matter to me what they decide on. So, So tell us about, I mean, we buy ugly houses. I could say, tell us what you do. And you could say, we buy ugly houses. Next question. But I know you won't do that. Thank you. So why is there this company, We Buy Ugly Houses? Tell us how that all works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's important to understand from the big picture on a national level. Homevestors, we are the We Buy Ugly Houses company. There are a lot of imitators out there, but we're the ones with the yellow sign and the caveman on front. And we've been doing this for over 20 years. So whereas I personally am joining this team personally recently, what's neat for me is that I'm a team player. I know that I'm good at having the conversation with the individual, the homeowner, the seller, who is at that crossroads in life. I've walked through plenty of my own crossroads, and I get it. I'm the thing that was so compelling for me about this company as a whole is every franchise owner that I talk to, they said, Ian, it's not about the house. It's about how do we help this person get from where they are to where they want to go. And that's when I knew, hey, this is something that I want to do with my work and my career. Because the parts that I don't currently know, I mean, as a life learner, I have this fantastic team, this group of this family of other franchise office owners. I can go to any of them and ask the question that I don't know the answer to or find the help. And they're on the spot with that same hard attitude of, again, Ian, it's not about the house. How do we help this person? And so for me, that becomes the fun part. And the rewarding part is that I get to bring my problem solving skills to somebody who's stuck. Think of a time in your life when you've just been stuck and you're like, how do I get out of this situation? I don't know. We're stuck because we couldn't fix it ourselves. We picked up the phone, called someone. Homevestors is kind of that resource to people. And it just happens to be that you're stuck because of your house, or your house is part of the equation. But really, it's a free phone call. There's no obligation to take any action, but it allows us the opportunity to perhaps insert some ideas and see some angles that you hadn't considered previously.
Right. And that is the message that I've been espousing from the beginning of this. People losing their jobs, people on furloughs, variety of situations that will make them getting in touch with me or with you, you know, they have to at least come to us as a resource and get their questions answered. Maybe they don't need to sell, but maybe they need to sell and they can't afford to go through the normal listing, marketing, waiting for offers process. And that's where you come in and just say, I'm really sorry you're going through this trouble. I'll pay you cash for the house right now. And if that makes sense for them, great. If not, you move on. So you're not a high pressure sales kind of person. You just lay out what makes good business decision for you. And if it matches for them, great, right?
Yeah. I mean, that That's a fair summary.
Am I simplifying the we buy houses too much? I'm trying to play off of Andreas. We simplify buying ugly houses, whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's important just to start the conversation. I think a lot of folks have seen the sign, have thought about it. One of the things that we're just dealing with in society right now is a lot of uncertainty. And for anyone who was already previously thinking of buying or selling a home, that's just one more thing that is unpredictable in terms of, hey, what's the market going to do? Can I sell my home? How much can I sell it for? Where am I going to live next? And, you know, those are all questions that any fabulously qualified realtor, even like yourself, Lee, could answer. And again, where what might make the difference in terms of determining of, hey, well, first of all, I would say to anyone who's considering selling, like, hey, if you're already in a great relationship with a realtor who you know and trust, give them a call. Talk to them. Because as you know, in any industry, you know, there are, you know, good and bad doctors, there are good and bad police officers, there's good and bad realtors, there's, right. You know, so you know, go to those folks that you already know and trust. But if that's not the place to, that's part of why coming on a radio show and sharing the heart is because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who would offer to buy your house for cash as is. And they like to share in a lot of our branding and try and, what's that term when you draft behind someone, you know, kind of
right.
Gain our momentum, sort of. But
they're seeing the success that you've had, so they're copying it, not with permission and probably in violation of various things, but
certainly.
You just have to have your legal team address those and keep going.
But there's a degree of confidence that anyone can have in reaching out to their local home investor office, and emphasis on local is because, yes, it's a national brand. We are franchise offices who are local business owners. This business supports me and my family. The, you know, what I earn goes right back into our local economy here. And you know, I care about the people I talk to right here because they're in my backyard. Just in my neighborhood, my community. So, but to that end, with a national brand, you know, we have a high standard of accountability. My office is accountable to follow a home investor's process that is proven. And again, that's why we're in business, you know, 20 years later and leading the market in what we do is because when we make our offers, they don't change. There's no gamification of that. Much of what is,
gamification. I've never heard that term before. I've heard there's not a bunch of BS going around, but gamification sounds so much more sophisticated.
Yeah, gamification, BS, rigmaroles, you know, some right. Snake, like, you know, there's
bait and switch, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors. And you know what? Oftentimes, especially as folks are rightly concerned about, you know, having someone come and look at your house, yes, we are able to come and look at the house. We do follow all shelter in place and best practices within the real estate industry. So there can be a level of confidence in that. But we're here to operate around your comfort level as well. It's not uncommon. I mean, we've been doing virtual walkthroughs and long before COVID came around. So home investors.
Just because it makes sense sometimes to, you know, somebody in Reading is interested. You don't need to necessarily drive to Reading. You can get a pretty good idea. What do you do, like a FaceTime? They have them walk around the house and show you what they got?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, one of the important things, you know, when selling to a home investor is, you know, you're essentially hiring us onto your team to make your life easier. We're not coming in thinking, hey, I'm going to live in this house and, you know, now I need you to accommodate all my needs. I just, hey, you want to sell your house? This is how we can help you accomplish that. Does that sound like a winner? It's a very open dialogue. It's very transparent and human. It's just, I don't know how to say it better than that. It's just, right. Yeah, you know, if there's a question.
So the now. We Buy Ugly Houses name and messaging, if my house isn't ugly, you'll still buy it, right?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we're seeing in the market right now with in the midst of mortgage forbearances, as well as conversations about allowing renters to not have to pay their rent for several months. I'm trying to keep up with that news as quickly as humanly possible as it evolves so quickly.
Right.
But yeah, we certainly offer value and assistance to not just the individual homeowner, but for folks who perhaps their retirement plan is wrapped up in a couple of investment properties. You know, you're not a large scale landlord, but you do have two or three investment properties. Your renters are showing signs of maybe not being able to or willing to pay their rent going forward, and it's going to make more sense for you to liquidate that property. It could be a gorgeous property. It does not have to be an ugly house. We can come and make you a cash offer as it is presently, with or without a tenant in it. And you can, and again, it's coming back to certainty is, hey, right now things are really tumultuous. I'd rather have that I'd rather have that investment property liquidated, turned back into cash, or and put it into any other investment vehicle you might be interested in.
You know, and I would imagine there are a number of small landlords, you know, people that have one, two, three different rental properties that are scratching their head right now with all of the protections given to renters. They might very well be seriously thinking of, I don't want to be a landlord in this environment anymore, because you're not even allowed to evict someone, and yet they're allowed to just not pay the rent, and just not a pretty sight. I understand, and I'm not getting into the politics of all of that, but just from a pure, hey, one minute I had three rental properties that were paying the mortgage and putting an extra $300 a month in my pocket, and now I have upside down properties and I'm delinquent with the mortgages through no fault of mine, and your solution might be just the right one. We're talking to Ian Scanlon of Homevestors, also known as We Buy Ugly Houses, but they're not just ugly houses. Ian, tell us a story of a recent transaction that you did, some kind of a success story. Yeah, obviously not with anybody's names and things of that nature, but what was the scenario that led to whatever situation you're gonna choose and how it turned out well? I know I didn't prep you with that, did I?
Well, it's just, yeah, how to leave my hesitance in sharing any one particular story is just because not only is every home different, but every family, every person, every owner comes from their own place. And so while I could, you know, tell you probably a very entertaining story for the rest of your listeners that is quite disheartening portrayal of the human condition, I'm not sure if that would necessarily, like, it'd be entertaining, but I don't know if that would necessarily help, you know, them identify perhaps, that's me too.
Well, hopefully not, especially if it was a very disheartening scenario. But the idea is that ultimately it ended well. The objectives of the seller were met, and your reason for existence was, you know, reaffirmed.
You know, I think the most relatable components of the one property, the one conversation that comes to mind is there was this woman who presently owns the property. Her husband passed away several years ago, and several of her children came in and just began consuming her retirement and utilizing her credit quite illegally.
Oh, wow.
And mistreating her and mistreating the property until she was finally ultimately rescued by one of her other children, who thankfully had the... I don't even know how to put. I don't necessarily want to put a label on it, but he did what I think most of us would agree would be the right thing. Is he got his mom out of that situation, he got his siblings out of that house, But now he has this completely destroyed asset with an abused reverse mortgage, and but somebody owns that house. Like, otherwise, they have to keep paying on this mess, and that's a property that unfortunately doesn't have value to their legacy anymore. It's just become a burden on this son, who he and his wife, otherwise, they want to retire. They're looking at, taking the equity in their own home and moving it out of state, and kind of getting on with their lives. And they just got stuck because no one else wanted to buy this thing. And he had actually had two other offers show up and fall through. Then we got our chance. And for the entirety of the conversation, it was just, hey, this is a complicated landscape. Let us walk you through it. This is our offer. We're going to make good on it. And again, that's just the difference maker is we have the depth of resources anybody who's doing this kind of as a hobby or, hey, I went to a weekend seminar, and not to say folks can't do that, just if your time and energy is precious to you, I just encourage you to come to us, because that's really what we offer, is just that confidence. Yes, hey, I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm new at doing this, but I know how to do this. I've been trained by the company that's done it for 20 years, and I have that depth of resources to reach out to in any place where I'm not sure what to do here. I know the person who knows exactly how to help you get from where you are to where you want to be.
Right. Well, that was touching on exactly what I was hoping that your answer would be. So that works out. That works out great. We're talking to Ian Scanlon, the North Bay, well, pretty much all the Bay Area franchisee of We Buy Ugly Houses, also known as Homevestors. Ian, go ahead and give us the contact info if someone is like, I wonder if this is right for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have an 800 number. It's important to take this down. Easy to remember, 800-44-BUYER. Now, it's important to note that doesn't come directly to me. That's going to be routed to your local home investor. Now, my office does service the entire San Francisco Bay Area. I can tell you with confidence, any franchise office you get, you're going to be happy. They're just fantastic humans. I know them personally. And again, 1-800-44-BUYER. Also, feel free to check us out online at www.webuyuglyhouses.com.
And if you're so impressed with listening to Ian talk here and the compassion that he obviously exhibits when dealing with any of his clients, and you don't want to call 1-800-44-BUYER, you want to talk to Ian directly, just reach out to me, leewmiller@gmail.com, and I will put you in touch with Ian.
Thanks, Lee.
Anything else that we want to cover in the last couple of minutes that Andreas, maybe even on your side, was there something that, I forgot to mention so-and-so, so now is your chance. We got a couple minutes left.
No, I'm really impressed with what Ian described. This is, people need help, and I think we're all here together. This is the COVID-19 crisis is hitting everyone worldwide. There's no difference. And, some have opportunities to invest, to get faster out of this. Others need more help. We are here to help with digital marketing, to help you to get your name out, help you to find the right clients, be it directly here or be it remotely. And, I think let's have a communication and let's find out what works and where help is needed. So happy to engage. I'm doing webinars regularly to give people tips and hints and what they can do yourself. There's lots of things, DIY. Very open to have a discussion and just give a few hints and help.
Yeah, I think that is a commonality that we have, the three of us. We just want to be a resource to those who need questions answered. And so anything having to do with digital marketing, you got Andreas. Anything real estate, you got me or Ian, depending on your situation. So reach out to us. Until next week, folks, I encourage you all to live every day of your life as if your legacy matters.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty has an amazing team of locally experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications necessary to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate related matters. Visit GatesEstatesSIR.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.